YPG's Desert Rats tested weapons of war so they'd work when soldiers' lives depended on them. Thousands of veterans walk the earth today thanks to their work. After decades of service, all that's left is testament. Desert Rat Testament is a monthly anthology that collects the stories and recollections of retired Yuma Proving Ground employees of decades-long service.
Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. Maria Johnson was an aircraft mechanic while on active duty in the Navy in the 1970s and 1980s. At YPG, she was lead data collector for ground combat vehicles from 1987 until her retirement in 2013. Today, she's a resident of the Arizona State Veterans Home Yuma, where we caught up with her recently.
Had you ever heard of Yuma Proving Ground when you were active duty in the Navy?
No.
How did you wind up working at Yuma Proving Ground?
My husband after he got out of the Navy, he got a job working with the Israeli aircraft at MCAS. I'd gotten a job at a camera store in town, and it was on a Friday. I was supposed to start on Monday, and Friday I went to the job fair, and YPG was there, and he says, we're not hiring right now, but we'll take your name. And they called me on Saturday, and I started Monday, so I never went to the other job.
Wow. And you ended up working there for nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
You saw a lot of changes at Yuma Proving Ground during your time there.
Yes, I did.
I mean, data collection alone, like the methodologies I know changed over those years.
Well, when I started in 1987 or 88, I was number 8. I had all the data collectors until we got too big and we had to split into three or four different sections. And then I had 101 data collectors for the wheeled vehicle section.
I mean, particularly during the years, like, for example, the first Gulf War, you were there.
Yes.
And I know during the insurgencies in Afghanistan and Iraq, we were very, very hot and heavy. There were a lot of test programs going on.
Yeah.
The peak year when you were there was 2.8 million direct labor hours. How did you manage over 100 data collectors like that?
It was difficult. They'd call me a lot during the day. Because I didn't see them, they were out in the field all day. They just come in the morning to get their computers and go out to the test sites.
You control data collectors for ground combat and aviation.
Well, not me personally, but yes, they had aviation data collectors also.
Was it difficult for you to retire after being there so many years?
Yeah, I was medically retired because I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Or 2003, I worked to 2013.
Do you keep up with what's going on at YPG?
Not so much anymore.
Do you still have any friends out there?
Most of them have retired. I've stayed in touch with them though.
Now these days you live in the Arizona Veterans Home in Yuma.
Right.
You're one of the first residents here.
First female, first applicant.
Wow. You must like it some. You're still here.
It's very nice. People here are really good. The food's good. The place is clean. And the activities department is really swell. They take us on a lot of outings.
It was really good talking with you today.
Same here.
For as long as the United States has a military, Yuma Proving Ground will be vital to the national defense. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on The Testament.